Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Here we go again, a short grain crop, which means higher prices for wheat, corn, soybeans, and on down the line. The fallout will be felt far and wide, and the pain will not be shared equally. The drought is going to seriously hurt some farms, even though their crop prices are high. They just won't have much to sell. Livestock producers will be crying, too. They thought $5 corn was too expensive. How about $8 corn? We can expect some culling of livestock herds in the short run, increasing the supply of meat and thus pushing down the price. But that will be short-lived. Pork, beef, and especially dairy prices will go up. And now the question is, what kind of shock will the consumer experience? And the numbers from the Department of Agriculture might shed some light on this question. Number one, a 50% increase in the price of corn could increase your grocery bill by 1%. 1%, that's all. And out of that grocery cart of food, only 15% of the money you spent goes to the farmer. The rest goes for labor, packaging, transportation, and advertising. All foods are different. Now, cereal, 7% of the cost goes to the farmer. 7%. But milk, 46%. Pork, 34%. Right now, the Department of Agriculture projects food prices to rise this year by about 3%, not much more than average over the years. And now the drought could push this up next year to 4% or more, depending on the extent of crop loss. Beyond a food price increase, there will be other fallout. And number one, the volume of our exports will suffer because the high price will discourage demand. Markets do work. And number two, there will be a new groundswell of voices asking the government to lift the renewable fuel standard. They will be shouting from the rooftops, "We should be making corn into fuel." Number three, I think a better idea would be to release some of our conservation reserve acres for crop production. We have more than 30 million acres in the conservation reserve, and I would estimate that half of those acres could be safely farmed. That's 15 million acres that could grow a lot of grain. And number four, on the positive side, the critics of modern agriculture and genetic engineering are going to lose their case because we need all the advanced technology to produce enough food. It's too soon to say how all of this will shake out, so stay tuned. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington. In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.